Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting July 30th, 2013 to order. Welcome back, Councilman Cole from the National Association of Counties meeting in Texas. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. Approval of the agenda. There are no amendments to the agenda this morning, Mr. President.
Motion to approve.
Got it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda as presented. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had minutes of July 23rd. Any concerns, corrections, questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are two. The first one is on behalf of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware. Thanks again for your contribution to the 2013 Annual Fund for Kids campaign. With your help, we have raised more than $1.1 million. These funds are critical to enabling us to provide a safe and positive place for over 20,000 children. The second is from Bridgeville Public Library, Inc., from Karen Johnson, Director. Dear Council members, the staff, board, and patrons of the Bridgeville Public Library wish to sincerely express our gratitude for the $25,000 grant received by our library. Our library opened 4 years ago, and over that time, we've slowly made improvements to the building and shelving capacity of the library. This grant provided the means to increase our shelving, upgrade all public access computers and printing, provide seating areas, increase shelving for our teens section, improve visual interior signage, increase drainage away from the building, flagpole repairs, and provide 3 study carrels for tutoring. Without this grant, these projects would have taken years to fulfill. Thank you for your thoughtfulness and generosity. And again, sincerely, Karen Johnson. That is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence, Council?
I have a message from one of my constituents. She's a widow, and she's on her own, obviously. And she's been struggling financially, and she wants me to bring a message to the council, and it's thank you. Her sewer bill is down $14, and it means so much to her. She appreciates it.
Council, Mr. Cole?
No, just a thank you from the Rehoboth Art League for supporting one of their events, the 1,000 of 1,000.
Any else from Council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business this morning is the discussion and possible introduction of a draft ordinance entitled An Ordinance to Amend Chapter 29, otherwise known as the Sussex County Personnel Code. During the July 16th meeting, this was on the agenda, and after some discussion, council asked us to postpone the introduction of this ordinance to give you more time to review and ask any questions. In that time frame, Mrs. Brewington, Director of HR, produced an executive summary which gives the highlights of the draft ordinance changes that we are proposing. Again, this is a culmination of several months of work with myself and Mrs. Brewington and other members of a committee that we formed consisting of staff to go over our ordinance, and also our legal team with Mr. Barry Willoughby and his staff. We also conducted 2 staff workshops where they were able to come into the chambers and comment on any of these proposed changes and ask if there were any questions of either myself or legal counsel. And then we presented the draft document to the personnel board. They were also given a presentation by Mr. Willoughby, and then at the conclusion, they recommended 3-0 to put this proposed draft to council for your consideration. So in short, we are recommending the introduction of this draft so that it can be placed on a future agenda and have a public hearing for its consideration.
I took a look at this, not only the ordinance, but also the executive summary. And the one thing that kind of popped out was the change in wording in which certain positions would be at the discretion of the county council. And it's being changed to the Sussex County government. And I didn't know if Karen or someone could, I guess, define for me specifically what Sussex County government stands for? Is that still the county council, or is it going to be left open to interpretation?
Yes, we really didn't change that part of the ordinance. It is still referred to as Sussex County government. So it refers back to the state code, and that's the language that's used in the state code. So when you look at, let me read that for you. Okay, so 29.3 that talks about those positions that we refer to serving at the pleasure of county government. Basically, the reference to county government did not change. County government rather than council is referenced in state code under the personnel system, and that's 9 Delaware 7006. And that states there shall be a personnel board consisting of 3 members appointed by the county government. So that never changed. It also talks about in C, personnel rules, when approved by the administrator, the rules shall be proposed to the county government, and the county government may, by ordinance, adopt them with or without amendment. And then it goes again to say, employment or dismissal of county employees shall be subject to the approval of the county government in its discretion. So that's never changed our current ordinance today as it stands, and also the proposed amended hasn't changed from what state code reads.
There was a reference somewhere to the county council. Do you have that, or should I go digging for it?
Yeah, and it does state in the ordinance different places, county council. Where it talks about personnel rules, it doesn't state county council, it states county government. So we kept that the same. So it did not conflict with the state code.
Okay, again, where is it in the old code or new code reference at the
council?
The pleasure of county council, I believe, was the specific word.
Yeah, the serving at the pleasure of was never in the current ordinance. That was always the unwritten rule.
Okay.
So it states in state code for certain positions, the county administrator, the county engineer, and the director of finance, it does state in state code serving at the pleasure of, but it never did in
pleasure of what?
Of county government.
So who is county government?
County government would be the county council.
Why don't we just insert ever a definition into this document saying that, you know, for the purposes of this ordinance, the definition of county government is Sussex County Council.
Yes. One of the ways, I think the best way to do that, if you have an introduction of the ordinance and then have the public hearing, at the public hearing, have the definition voted on, approved, being county government, meaning county council, and then it could be adopted that way.
I mean, typically there are say county council, does it say county government?
This was all mostly all done to comply with the law, and I know county government is county council. And I have no problem with that. I understand where Vance is coming from. We're used to hearing county council everywhere, but I want us to comply with the law. It's very important.
So, Mr. Moore, you're saying the best, cleanest way to handle this is to, when it's introduced, have it introduced, have a public hearing, and at the public hearing, have that amendment to
state. Yes, there can be that amendment that would define it so there is
the county
no
government
question.
For this intended, this is county council?
Yes.
Okay.
And Todd, I don't know if there's any other definitions that could be interpreted, you know, in this ordinance. You could have a whole amendment to this, just saying these are definitions, and to clarify anything for future county council
people. That could be done.
That makes sense.
That's official. So there may be more than that. So I'll just leave it up to you to have somebody or Karen go through it one more time and just look for anything that, like Vance has picked up on, where there's references,
sure,
two different references to the same entity or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good
because that's been our problem over the years,
council
lack
10.
Of definitions.
There you
right.
go.
Mr. Lawson, you'll take care of that, sir.
Yes.
Or someone on staff take care of that. Okay. Mr. Moore, would you read the short? I'm sorry.
I don't know, George.
Would you read the short title, please?
An ordinance to amend Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County governing Sussex County personnel to conform to and comply with federal law, state law, and current personnel practices.
Would someone care to introduce that?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole, introduce it. Okay. Thank you. And thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Gary.
Mr. Lawson, Mr. Mayor's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Administrator's report for July 30th, 2013. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will hold a special planning meeting on Wednesday, August 7th, 2013 at 9:30 a.m. at the Sussex County West Complex, West Administrative Complex, 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. During the meeting, the committee will continue discussion of its upcoming conference. Flyer is attached. Item number two, per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for June, there were 4,734 total traffic arrests and 1,810 total criminal arrests. Of that, 817 were felony and 993 were misdemeanor criminal arrests. Total hours on duty, 42% were spent on criminal investigations. And finally, item number three, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Fairway Village Phase 4A, Phase 4B, and Phase 4C received substantial completion effective July 19th, 2013. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
I had her occupied over here. Thank you for your help, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I am pleased to announce that the Sussex County government has been awarded for the 11th consecutive year the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting by the Government Financial Officers Association. This award is the highest form of recognition in government accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. It reflects the collaboration of efforts from many county employees. To me, this award means more this year than in the past. For the first time, we created the entire report in-house without external assistance. This internal effort has saved the county over $30,000 a year. Our staff, on a day-to-day basis, ensures that the county finances remain strong. Kathy Roth, Jeff James, Keith Moore, Sylvia Vizinska, and the rest of the finance department deserve special thanks for their extra efforts in achieving this award. And I believe Jeff James is here in the audience.
Yes, he's here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. And it it does speak highly of that whole department.
Wonderful.
Leadership, but also everybody involved, Jeff, everybody else. We certainly thank you for what you do. And we really appreciate saving $30,000 a county. That's a good thing.
Yes.
But I think the award, it speaks for itself, and you're to be commended for that. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, as ordered last week, last meeting, I have reworked the ordinance that we have proposed for your consideration that would address excessive dog barking. Trying to keep the ordinance as concise as possible, I have had it reviewed by both our legal department, Mr. Moore, and Ms. Griffith has also reviewed it for proper form and punctuation. The only real changes of any substance that are before you today are the ones that you mentioned about enforcement. We did reword or add to Section 5, enforcement and jurisdiction. I'll go through that with you in detail. This ordinance shall be enforced by the Sussex County Constable or his designee. Complaints of excessive dog barking shall be accepted by the Constable's office during its regular business hours of Monday through Friday, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The constable or his designee shall conduct an investigation of excessive dog barking complaints in a timely manner. The Justice of the Peace Courts in Sussex County shall have jurisdiction over all violations of this ordinance. Any person charged with a violation of this ordinance shall have such case adjudicated by a Justice of the Peace Court in Sussex County. The penalties remain the same, the definitions remain the same, but we tried to add into the body of the ordinance the details that you had discussed at our last meeting about enforcement. I feel that this ordinance is ready for introduction if that is your mind today.
Okay.
I have a question. I know that the Kent County SPCA came here and asked for it, actually. Have they seen the new version? Have you run that by them to make sure?
No.
Okay, well, it's very similar to the first. Okay, all right.
They don't have a just dog barking ordinance. They have a noise ordinance.
Oh, I know that.
And
yeah.
You had given me instruction not to write
that's
a comprehensive
right, that's right.
law like
I'm just,
that.
I guess I'm just thinking
right.
that they did They did come here, and they did want that, want the ordinance, the dog.
Well, I think that the wording of our constable's process is reflective of the process that they explained here, in that they work with the neighbors in a proactive fashion before there's any court action or summons is written or anything like that, which I'm certain would be the same case with us.
Sure.
We tried to embellish that in.
I think the term excessive was used, and are there definitions for excessive?
Yes, that remains the same as it was in the previous ordinance, which is defined as excessive dog barking. Any dog that barks for a continuous period of 30 minutes or more is considered to be engaging in excessive dog barking. That's remained the same.
And I got a call. Maybe just something to follow up on these definition things again.
That's not in our ordinance.
Timely manner. I'm sure when somebody's complaining about a dog, their interpretation of timely manner and government's interpretation of timely manner are two different things. Should we tighten that up a little bit or anything by just as a definition, maybe saying timely manner means 48 hours or 2 days, three, you know, whatever. Because I can just see people complaining that things aren't done quick enough. And
I'm glad you brought that up.
Timely manner is just kind of a gray area.
We discussed that. Okay. As a matter of fact, my first rewrite was a 48-hour limit. However, I was reminded that sometimes we have a long weekend, holiday weekends, that makes it a three-day off, or if the complaint came in at 4:30 on Friday, we might not get back to them until 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
That's right.
So there are rare occasions where we have a bridge of longer than 48 hours of out of service. So while that was discussed, the timely manner was the final suggestion. But of course, it's up to you.
No, I just know when people call and they're upset, they don't want to hear if it's Friday,
right,
that nothing's going to be done until the next Tuesday. I think people need to understand that the hours are 8:30 to 4:30.
Right.
It's not like we have there's nobody out there 24 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week.
And that's precisely why we spelled out the exact days and hours of service
Good.
In this ordinance.
Good. Well, there you have it.
Is there a way, Mr. President, we or ever maybe just to insert maybe timely manner means some kind of clarification of it?
The only problem, if you try to get too specific, there's so many unknowns. You know,
okay.
Maybe it's a
right.
difficult case and. You know, it takes more time to investigate.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sometimes they just want a response. And that's what a complaint comes in. How long will it take for somebody to call them and say, we've received your complaint?
I believe that this suggests that
I can understand investigations could take
longer. I haven't had any complaints about that.
I believe that this suggests that the constable's office would respond to the complainant at the next morning of the next work day. That's how I would interpret the way it's written, but
well, like
that's what we would attempt to do.
I don't know. I just little things like that sometimes end up being a big thing.
Well, if we have it read and introduce this thing, then maybe at the public hearing we can hear from the public to see what if they have thoughts on what timely manner might mean to them or questions or whatever.
Down.
I mean, we can certainly. I'm sure at the public hearing we can certainly add exact time frames if that's what the council chooses to do, but.
It really wouldn't be changing it because we've got timely matter in here. We're just clarifying.
We can change.
It would be more like a definition.
Still working. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Moore.
Need an introduction.
Yes.
Would you read the short title, please?
An ordinance to adopt Chapter 97 of the Code of Sussex County entitled Excessive Dog Barking, which shall define excessive dog barking and create enforcement provisions and penalties for failure to comply with this chapter.
And we're going to introduce it.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Goss.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Mr. Lank, request for time extension.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning, Knox.
Have a request for a time extension for conditional use number 1531. It was the application for Dean W. Sherman, and it was for a bar pit. And if I may, I'll just give you, I'm going to pass down some pictures first.
Okay.
And the other two are pictures that were just taken in the last few days. to show that a good majority of the project's been completed. It's just not been finished yet. Just a little history. This application was originally approved by council on April 20th of 2004. It's about a 5-acre parcel of a 78-acre tract of land. One of the conditions of approval read that the excavation and operation of bar pit shall be limited to 24 months. If necessary, the applicant shall be allowed a reasonable amount of additional time to complete reclamation activities subject to the approval of the director. On September 30th of 2008, I've granted an extension until April 20th of 2009, which was the anniversary date of the original approval by council. On July 21st of 2009, the council granted a time extension for 3 years with a termination date of April 20th, 2012. Again, the anniversary date of the original approval. I have the photos before you. Mm-hmm. Council had then granted time extensions for all valid projects, not including this application.
Why?
Because it had already been granted an extension.
But we did that with others, didn't we?
But it had a time limitation on it different from all the other projects. Oh, okay. So it did have its own little time extension. Mm-hmm. Those projects had been considered since, this project was not considered since it had a specific termination date mm-hmm. based on the conditions of approval. The time extension granted on August 9th of 2011, which was ordinance number 2208, terminated on January 1st of this year, 2013. And again on January 15th of this year, ordinance number 2288 was granted by the council, and it terminates on January 1st of 2016. The bar pit can be difficult to develop, especially when development activities are non-existent due to the economy, which we've seen mm-hmm. a lot of projects are having difficulty, whether bar pits or developments or whatever. My suggestion would be that the council grant this request with a termination date of January 1 of 2016 to be consistent with the other projects, and they would be subdivisions, residential plan communities, conditional uses that have been granted time extensions previously on two different occasions. And that this time extension then would be in the same time frame as everybody else. And that would include the bar pit activity, the reclamation, the stabilization of the site so that it then becomes two nice attractive ponds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The original intent.
Yeah. There's been no complaints, have there?
Pardon?
There haven't been any complaints?
No, we haven't had any complaints
okay.
at all.
Okay.
As I said, it was originally approved in 2004. Right. It really didn't start the project until 2005 or 2006, and then it had 2 years to be completed, and they got time extensions mm-hmm. as I just referenced.
I think we should do it.
Any questions of council?
I think we should do it.
You have a motion?
I would motion to grant a time extension for conditional use number 1531, the application of Dean W. Sherman for completion of the bar pit activity and reclamation and stabilization of the ponds to January 1, 2016.
Entertain that motion.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you. West Rehoboth Community Land Trust is requesting funds for phase two of their housing initiative. They would like to purchase a lot and partner with Sussex Habitat for Humanity to build a house for home ownership. They're requesting $5,000. Mr. Cole gave $5,000 from his Councilmatic account for the phase one.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
$2,500. Got a motion?
Second.
I'll second it.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,500 from Mr. Cole's Councilmatic account to West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for purchase of a building lot. Any questions of council? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We have motion carried.
Coverdale Crossroads Community Council is requesting $672 to support their summer enrichment cultural program that helps the youth keep focus on their academics during the upcoming school year. Last grant received was from Mr. Wilson's Councilmatic account for $500.
I approve it.
Their request of 600 and, what was it?
672.
672?
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $672 from Mr. Wilson's Councilmatic account to the Coverdale Crossroads Community Council for their summer Richmond cultural program. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Milton Historical Society is requesting funds to support their annual Best of Milton auction. Funds raised at this event will support their museum exhibits, workshops, tours, lectures, and wide variety of educational programs for local children.
They have a new director now, and she's really doing a great job. I only wish I had more money in my Councilmatic account that I could give them more, but I suggest that I give out of my account $1,000 for that event.
I'll give a couple $100. I think it's a good organization.
Okay. Have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 for a Councilmatic account and $200 for Mr. Phillips' Councilmatic account. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.29 acres, more or less, tax map ID 3-34-13.19-2. And the next, excuse me.
District 4, right?
Yes, that is District 4. And it's on behalf of Rehoboth Appraisal Group, LLC, doing business as First State Appraisal, Inc.
Mr. Cole, we will introduce that
here. Yeah, I'll introduce. Yes, I'll do it.
Mr. Cole introduced it.
Thank you.
Okay, the next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 9.33 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-34-29-263. For District 4, and it's filed on behalf of American Legion Post number 28.
Oh, good.
The next one, Mr. President, is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.47 acres, more or less, tax map ID 1-34-11-178, District 4, filed on behalf of Holtz Dispensary, Inc.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduced it.
The next and last one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a micro distillery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 4.06 acres, more or less, tax map ID 5-32-1-6, District 5, on behalf of Ray Baker.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it. Additional business brought before council. Mr. Guy, have anybody signed up? Sir, Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I got on the computer the other day, like I always do, to look at the sheriff sales to determine whether or not I need to go to the sheriff sale for either chattel or tax sales. I want to know who the idiot was that came up with the program. They've done screwed that thing up so pathetically, you can't make heads or tails from it. You can't see what is a chattel sale. And you can barely make out, you don't really know if it's a tax sale, even though it says against the county or versus the person. But the chattels, it used to be that it would list, if it was a truck or a trailer or whatever. It's nothing there. Absolutely nothing. And if I can't find it, I sure as shooting there's a new person comes along and says, you know what, I'd be interested in going. How are they going to know what they're looking for? There's nothing there. It needs to be fixed and changed back like it was, where it really made sense. Today, it doesn't make sense whatsoever.
How long do you think the change is, this has changed?
It's been changed.
Just recently.
Because I've been going to these, sales.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't make sense because I guess through a chattel sale, somebody's trying to recoup some of the lost money. And if you don't promote it a little bit.
You don't promote it, you're not going to get anybody
any
there.
Money.
Now, the other day, one of them was listed, and I finally figured it out, and it says, minimum bid, $5,000-something. Well, wait a minute. What's the $5,000 for on what? If you don't know, who's going to go to the auction? I'm not going to drive to an auction if it's not advertised. I mean, look, I've been an auctioneer for over 40 years, and at least I know how to advertise something. And this thing needs to be advertised correctly.
Well, that's questionable.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Don't start it.
Thank you, sir. We'll make a motion, have an entertaining motion for executive session for pending potential litigation.
Was Todd going to comment on that?
We don't comment on those things. It's on the agenda. We'll take under advisement.
I'll make a motion.
Let us know.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips, to go into executive session for pending potential litigation. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. We're now going to executive session. Todd, I assume in the small conference room.
Yes, sir. Okay.